After 20 years of failed negotiations with Israel, the Palestinian Authority plans to go before the United Nations in September to win statehood. The move to gain recognition for a Palestinian state is opposed by the United States and Israel and comes with significant political risks, notes the Christian Science Monitor. Palestinians cannot win actual legal recognition without an endorsement from the United Nations Security Council. The Obama administration has promised to veto any statehood proposal put forth by the Palestinian Authority, and the U.S. Congress could cut aid to the authority if it moves for full independence. Moreover, Israel has threatened unilateral action in case the Palestinians win independence. In addition, some Palestinian negotiators say a symbolic resolution by the UN General Assembly will not help end Israeli occupation of Palestinian land. In late June, an opinion poll found 2/3 of Palestinians support the UN bid for statehood. There is a strong expectation the Palestinian Authority will follow through after a UN vote to enforce Palestinian rule in the West Bank. A former Palestinian negotiator who is skeptical of the UN effort noted, despite protestations at the UN, Israel occupied Lebanon for 2 decades and is still occupying the Golan Heights in Syria. For the first time, UNICEF has delivered emergency humanitarian aid to camps inside Somalia controlled by Al-Shabaab, the Islamic group tied to Al-Qaeda that controls most of south and central Somalia. In recent months, a massive drought has struck Somalia, forcing over 1.5 million people to flee their villages in search of food and water. UN humanitarian officials have made an urgent call for aid, as thousands of Somalis have crossed the border into Kenya and Ethiopia in search of relief. In 2010, Al-Shabaab expelled all Western aid agencies from Somalia, declaring that they were anti-Muslim. Now, as the Islamic group welcomes back international humanitarian aid, some donor nations like Britain have refused to fund aid deliveries to camps controlled by Al-Shabaab. Tens of thousands of Somalis have fled Al-Shabaab territory, with many walking to relief camps near the capital Mogadishu, controlled by Somalia's weak interim government. With the influx of large numbers of Somalis, the camp in Dadaab, Kenya, is currently the largest refugee camp in the world. Capping off a major corporate lobbying blitz, the Federal Reserve Board approved a watered-down limit on fees for the use of debit cards at retail outlets like Walmart and Target. In late June, the Fed approved a 24-cent cap on debit swipe fees per transaction, double the fee of 7 or 12 cents the Fed initially proposed in December. The debt card limit, mandated by the Dodd-Frank Bank Reform Law, prompted a well-funded lobbying campaign by the credit card industry to repeal the measure. When the bank lobby failed to change votes in Congress to repeal the fee limit on debit cards, it then applied intense pressure on the Fed for a weaker rule. This is the first regulation of swipe fees for debit cards. Previously, retailers and credit card companies directly negotiated the fees. The new Fed rule on swipe fees was immediately seen by Wall Street as favorable to credit card companies. On news of the Fed decision, stock prices for Visa and MasterCard jumped nearly 15%. Consumer groups and big retailers like Target and Home Depot blasted the Fed for caving into pressure from bank lobbyists. According to MarketWatch, each month, banks collect $1.3 billion in fees from debit cards used mainly in big-box retail stores. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Scott Harris.